a ship-to-mouth existence in which foreign food aid would be needed indefinitely to stave off Ehrlich's worst-case prognostications. In the ensuing 40 years, India has undergone a radical makeover and now graces magazine covers as an emerging economic giant. The turn-of-the-century developing world now often confronts more of a problem with fat than it does with famine, a sociological spin-off of globalization known as the nutrition transition. The millennium marked the first time that the overweight equaled the number of the undernourished worldwide, and as a demographic, the overnourished 1.3 billion now surpass the hungry by several hundred million. Rich and poor now fret about many of the same things at the dinner table. Cocoa colonization, a term that even crops up in academic papers, has built a global infrastructure for comida chatarra, the Mexican label for junk food. Coca-Cola distributors ink exclusive agreements down to the level of neighborhood tiendas, supplying shopkeepers with refrigerators and point-of-sale materials. Mexicans now take in more calories from sugared drinks than Americans do. In tandem, the rise of the U.S.-style supermarket has promoted widespread adoption of corn, soy, and other vegetable oils. The Green Revolution forestalled mass starvation, but comparable technological ingenuity has largely failed to stem global expansion in waist sizes.